Last night I was up late. I got the chills. I had goosebumps. I was sweating. I felt like I was having an out-of-body experience. And that's all before the headliner took the stage. Best show ever.
Nothing beats seeing your favorite band live. And there's no better place to get tickets for concerts, sports, theater, and more than at VividSeats.com and the Vivid Seats app.
And welcome back, folks, to the Herbal Answer Man episode. I have no idea anymore. My name is Jonathan. 14? 14, is it 14? My goodness, how time flies. Anyways, I'm your host, Jonathan Evans. The other voice you hear there is Jessica, my daughter, who is the engineer, producer, and so forth, technical advisor. Hello. And tonight we do have a special guest. I'd like to introduce Clifton Harrison to the listening audience. Clifton is the creator of Botanical Alchemy. It's a line of flower essences, and we have been carrying them in our store, the Herbarium in Chicopee, for quite some time, and have really come to enjoy them. We've been able to watch people respond to them, and this seemed to be the perfect opportunity to introduce the line to the listening audience, and quite honestly, to learn more about flower essences, because I don't know diddly squat. So, Clifton, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here, Jonathan and Jessica.
All right. One of the things, obviously, from your voice, I'm catching the fact that you're not a Native American. A, how did you end up in this country? B, what interest, how did you get involved? What was the genesis of the flower essence business?
Well, let's start with how I got here. I had a visit to New Mexico and Colorado and had some very nice spiritual experiences in New Mexico, and I thought, this is the place for me. And so that brought me back about a decade later. And I got involved with flower essences as a part of a healing path. I'd sort of played with them and herbs, and then my primary modality at the time was crystal healing. Oh. And crystal healing got me a job in a couple of stores that also specialized in essential oils, acupuncture, and flower essences. So I had to learn those modalities, and I found that I liked them all a lot.
Hmm. All right. Tell me about flower essences. What is the idea behind them? Now, we in our shop, we carried particular lines over the years, and I'm really kind of the skeptic in this whole business, always have been. I've tried flower essences, and in general, didn't get it. They didn't seem to work for me. Where did flower essence ideas come from? What is the history of flower essences?
Well, there's a modern history and a long-term history. And the long-term history is that utilizing these particular sets of gifts from flowers have been known to earth-based societies for thousands of years. But most recently, Dr. Bach, often pronounced Dr. Bach, in the 20s. He was a homeopath. He would induce emotions in himself and then go out and hold his hand over flowers until one of them cured the emotion that he had induced. And then he treated that emotion with that plant's flower essence. So that's the modern history. And then a lot of people have come along now and do different lines from different places, and they're a lot more popular and available now than they were.
Right. And with your experience with them, your line of the Botanical Alchemy, is rather unique. It is unique. What else can I say? It's not just flower essence that we're working with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm a homeopath by training. And with the crystal healing, I do earth healing, feng shui and earth healing. So I'm interested in earth essences. I'm interested in lunar essences. I'm interested in gem elixirs. I'm interested in sacred springs and sacred waters. So there's a few of those sprinkled into the flowers, and there's a few gem elixirs as well. It's probably about 85% flowers, but a lot of the formulas have one or two other things in them.
Okay, you're opening up doors to me, Clifton, that I am not even... What the heck is a lunar essence?
And here I'm in my element, so to speak.
Oh, good.
Okay, go for it.
You are talking my language, sir. You are talking my language. I'm grinning from ear to ear. Dad, remember when we went to St. Gobnet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember going to St. Gobnet as well.
We'll come back to St. Gobnet as well. We'll come back to St. Gobnet. I didn't want to interrupt Clifton, but you are talking my language. Explain things to Jonathan, and we'll get back to St. Gobnet as well.
Well, what we're dealing with here is subtle energies. Subtle energies can be very strong for some people. Subtle energies of place, such as somewhere where there's a mountain and there's nature and a stream, or somewhere where the water comes out of the ground, or somewhere where there are strong ley lines or meridians cross. There are subtle energies when the moon is full. And in essences, so to speak, what you're trying to do is you're trying to capture the energy of that place or moment or intersection of energies and then bring it to people's lives in a form where it will impact their emotions, their mind, their attitude, their life, their house, the earth around them, their animals. What you're doing is you're carrying. Essences essentially means that you've stabilized an energy and you're carrying it from the original place to be used somewhere or on someone else.
Wow. This is going to be a learning experience for the next hour. I got to tell you right now. Okay. I get the subtle energies. I'm a Reiki master, so as far as working with energy, I'm at least familiar with that part. But we're still in areas that, again, I'm an absolute novice with this, and you're opening up some avenues for me to kind of look at that I've never really quite understood. So I'm enjoying this, even though I'm getting thoroughly confused at some points. So going to gem elixirs, getting the same kind of vibrational patterns, working with the gemstones the same way you would with the flowers?
They're similar. They're very similar in some ways. They're slightly different in other, slightly technical ways. It's not quite so much... Okay, let's roll with this. You're still trying to capture an energy and carry it along. There are differences between gem elixirs and flower essences in terms of what you're actually capturing. And when you're capturing essences, you're capturing a combination of things. You're capturing life force, knowledge, or intent of the being, for example, if it's an essence from a flower, plus the gifts of the flower. So that's three components. With the gem elixir, even though there's often angelic beings around it, you're capturing a little less of that energy and a little more of the color and the vibration.
Wow.
So they vary a little bit, but they're similar. It's a little bit like homeopathy and flower essences are very different in some components of their nature and very much the same in others. So it gets a little technical.
Right, right. Well, just so many people get these things, well, they get them confused with the idea that homeopathy is the dilution of certain things, and people figure that the flower essence is a dilution also. But I suppose in the simplest terms, that might be the easiest thing for people to understand. But how does one capture the flower essence? What is the procedure? I know, you know, some people would, I've read things where you would put the flower petals into the water, you wait until they wilt, and is that the procedure, or do you employ a different mechanism?
You can, in fact, take a flower, so to speak, and place it in water. You don't leave it in there so long that it wilts, and you often put it in a place on the earth or in a under a full moon, and you let it have some sunlight and moonlight to energize the process. That's the simple mechanism by which flowers were traditionally made. There are other ways of doing it where you can put the water next to the plant and you can ask the plant to put the energy into the water for you. Because in essence, you're not really talking about a transfer of energy, which was the traditional way to view flower essences. What you're talking about is you're talking about a relationship with the spirit of the plant. Does the spirit of the plant want to come along and help people and bring the gifts that that plant has into people's lives? So it's a more agreement-based and interspecies diplomacy-based than is traditionally acknowledged.
Have you had the experience where the plant didn't want to go? Or didn't want
no,
to,
but
didn't
I've had
want
it
to cooperate?
Well, I've never had it. Well, no, not really, because that implies that you've said to the plant, I want to do this, and then it says no. Generally, the plants talk pretty clearly. You know, they volunteer. Sometimes a plant might go, I want to do it, but today's not the right day.
Okay.
So, yes, I've had the experience where we've modified things, but no, I've never really sort of shanghaied a flower and said, no, you have to go to work. I mean, my job is to make them happy and keep them alive.
Okay.
And keep them very alive so that when they come into your life, into your aura, into your attitudinal memories and things, into your self-esteem, into the way you think, into the way you respond to circumstances, that they have a lot of positivity, a lot of life force, all their gifts and a positive attitude. So that's really my job, is to try and deliver them along this pathway that they want to go. So you shanghai one, and generally they jump overboard halfway through, I would imagine, and you don't really get anything.
Understood, understood. This sounds similar to when I first met my wife, who many of her...
You shanghaied her?
Well, there's stories.
go on, I'm sorry.
My grandfather was still alive, he might have some stories.
Yeah, that's another uh-huh. story for another time. But she would... many of the teas that we have are tea blends. It was like, you know, the interesting combinations of herbs that she put the teas together with. And, you know, one day I said, how did this come about? And she basically kind of walked up and down the aisles, and the plants talked to her, and she put it in the mixture. And, you know, darn near 40 years later, we're still working with those same mixtures. So I can kind of understand that idea of the plants speaking and having that exchange with you. Yours is going to be on, obviously, a different energetic level, but sounds like the conversation.
No, that's
going
exactly
through.
The same.
That's apparently hereditary
exactly
because I do that too.
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
Jen. That
me with the
surprise.
Stones. Yes, that's
yeah.
definitely a hereditary trait because I do that when I'm picking out gemstones for people, making a charm bag or something, or even when I was coming up with my herbal smoking blends or some of the custom tea blends. It's just. I go looking, it's like, all right, who wants to talk and who's going to help me? I just kind of send out a ping to the plants or the stones, like, all right, which one's going to be best for this situation? And it's like a little magnet just kind of draws you to it. It's very subtle, but once you get accustomed to it, it's pretty darn easy, and then even just turns off. It's like, all right, is this done? Okay, it's done, and then I have a blend.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a beautiful co-creative interspecies process of love.
Well, you know, when so
like
many
that.
People do not understand the energies of the plants, I was fascinated when I read The Secret Life of Plants. I don't know how many times
mm-hmm.
I have read that book, and every time I
yeah.
do, new pathways open up and understanding. And I suppose it's all a learning process, tying that in with Reiki and trying to understand the flower essences and homeopathy and the whole vibrational situation. I suppose you explaining the flower essences and how these things come about is the same difficulty I have explaining to a layperson how Reiki works. So it's you either get it or you don't sometimes. It does take a while to appreciate on the more subtle level that the energy exchange, basically.
The good thing is that they're both strong and highly effective technologies, so that once somebody experiences them, the desire to have them jammed into a preconceived conceptual framework that denies their existence isn't quite so paramount to them.
Mm-hmm.
After you've had it, a good Reiki session, or after you've used some flowers that have worked for you, you start to get interested in the fact that they work, not in why they shouldn't work. And, yeah.
Especially with the flower essences, do you get some of the skepticism where people will sit here and say, this is the placebo effect, it's working because you want it to work?
Hey, I love placebo effect personally. It's not my job to defend flower essence as an effective and real thing. For me, they are real. For everybody I know, they're real and effective. Hell, they propped me up for 40 years. I know they carried me along. So it's like if somebody wants to not believe or believe that they're a placebo or believe anything, I don't really care.
Yeah.
What I want is I want people to be happy, to have
Bingo.
Effective, loving lives where their gifts get to open and expand and happiness blooms. And if whatever they believe helps them get there, then I think that's a fine thing.
Yeah. See, I figure even if you say it's 30 or 50% placebo, fine. I'll take that. But how do you explain the other 50%?
Well, I don't. I don't think it is 50% placebo. I think
neither
zero
do I.
Placebo.
I have to give in to the scientific community though that says, well, 30 to 50% of this is all placebo, and it's like, well, yeah, so is your prescription, but how come yours didn't work?
Yeah, placebo is just what they haven't figured out yet.
No, just out of curiosity, by the way, folks, just letting you know you're listening to the Herbal Answer Man program on whatever podcast.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk. Thank you, Jess. Blog Talk Radio. I'm Jonathan Evans. We are speaking with Clifton Harrison. He is the formulator, the creator of an excellent line of flower essences called Botanical Alchemy. We're learning about it, and for you folks who are like me who know practically nothing about it, I hope you're enjoying it so far, and we're going to get into more of it too. Clifton, with the idea of the vibrational work, and when I referred back to some of the stuff from The Secret Life of Plants, some of the things I've heard Greg Braden talk about, our technologies have expanded. One of the experiments where they swabbed somebody's cheek, they took the DNA, they put it in a different room, they showed the person a funny movie, and the DNA, literally the helix, relaxed, and they showed them a stressful scene, and the DNA in the other room tightened up. They did this for distances. They did up to 400 miles away, and it was still working. Most people, when they would first hear that, would say that's crazy, but they actually have the technology to measure that sort of thing. That being said, Is there any technology that you are aware of that can measure the vibrational patterns in the flower and gem essences?
Every now and then, some, no. But every now and then, one of my naturopathic friends who does specialize in these sorts of things comes up with something. They say, oh, I measured this or I measured that, or this came up good, or this was better than that. And they tell me what they've measured it on and how they've done it, and I promptly forget. So, no, I don't. I have heard of it, and a lot of people do like to verify things in terms that make sense to them.
Yeah.
And help them work with their current theoretical infrastructure of the universe.
All right. Very good. All right. Jess, if people want to call in, is there a number of people can call in and ask Clifton questions?
Yes. If you'd like to ask Clifton a question about botanical alchemy or other flower essences, you can call in the guest call-in line at 323-870-3296. You can also message us on Facebook or talk to us in the chat here on Blog Talk Radio.
Very good. Thanks, Jess. Clifton, when we're talking about the flowers, the subtle energies and such, are there particular species of flowers? Are there, I don't even know if I'm using the right terminology, are there families of flowers that have certain characteristics? Are there certain species that have certain characteristics? How does this particularly work?
I guess I'm an equal opportunity flower dater. If one of them likes me or says I would like to help, then I will reach for it. And I've made flowers in about 8 different countries, domestic, wild. Doesn't seem to be a difference for me. But some lines, for example, work on desert flowers. Other lines work on flowers that just come out of England or just come out of Australia or just come out of Alaska that are much more regional. So other people would be able to answer that sort of question a lot better than I would. I just tend to bridge
Do you find different geographic locations have the plants having different energies from there?
Yeah. Often plants from a trickier environment have more specialized gifts, or they're a little bit tougher. Or a plant, for example, that works and lives and grows in a swampy type environment or something like that might have very good ability to deal with water. It's not always, but sometimes it's indicated. There's a thing called the doctrine of signatures.
Yeah.
I think it was Culpepper who came out with it. And some of the doctrines of signatures is just completely silly, and then other parts of it are extraordinarily accurate. So you can't apply it with a broad brush, but when you see it, it's very interesting, the applicability and the way things line up.
These are live plants you're working with, correct?
Yeah, I hope so. No, yes, they are. Okay. Yes.
You've got to be shipping these things from all over the world. This is going to be complicated. You travel to them.
I've traveled. I've made the flower essence, then I brought the flower essence home. It's in liquid form once you've made it.
Wow. Okay, so I'm talking to you in Santa Barbara, but that ain't necessarily where you're making the formulas.
We make the first part of the formulas here. But
okay.
We don't have to do, like when you're doing essential oils or herbs and teas and things, you have a yearly, or if you're lucky and you live somewhere tropical, a two-yearly, twice-a-year cycle where you harvest and you create your crop.
Okay.
What happens with a flower essence, because it's a dilutional product, you can make some and 10 years later you're still working from that same batch.
Really?
Oh, wow.
The energies can last that long.
Well, not if you kill them. But yeah, sure. If you look after them, the job is keeping the energy alive. That's really what it's about.
You know, the more I'm talking to you, the less I'm getting here. I mean, you're opening up so darn many questions. It's kind of like I need a primer from you, Clifton. How do you do this?
Well, I've got a question though. If you can, if the purpose is of keeping the energies alive, okay, I get that, and they can last for a decade or more. How, in that case, do you kill them? They seem pretty indestructible.
Let me think about this a bit. I got to get the right words. They are extraordinarily strong and hardy at times. They also can make the decision. We're talking about subtle beings that are not as corporeal as we are, but they are beings. And to a certain extent, they can dislike their environment or change their mind about things, and they can just go. You pick up a bottle and, okay, that daffodil isn't there anymore. I'm going to go and make some more daffodil. Or this pink arrow isn't quite as strong as it was last year. I can feel it.
That's my next question. You're able to sense the energy within the particular solution.
Yes.
So
both within the individual flowers and then the blends that I make afterwards out of them.
Have you ever had the problem where part of your blend decided to go south? Or do they, once they're in a blend, do the other flowers kind of support the other energies? Does that make sense?
Once they're blended, they're usually into people's hands and being used within the year, within 6 months, for example, maybe a year. And at that point, they've certainly got enough life force to last for many years. When I'm talking about the flowers sort of going, oh, I'm sort of done, you better go and get some more sunflower because I don't want to work no more. Once they say that, you're talking about several generations back up. So the sort of the bottles, as you see them, they're pretty strong and stable for years.
All right, now if... I'm wandering around with this too, Clifton, because again, this is education.
Have
for
fun.
Me.
Have fun.
If
yeah.
Now we have given, and I'll give you some examples of some of the experiences we've had with your formulas. But if in the situation of say the person, a couple comes in, and the woman wants the flower essence, she's really resonating very well with it. And she wants to take it home. The old man, on the other hand, is Mr. Skeptic and very negative about it. Will his energies and vibrations affect her bottle of the formula? Could he weaken that by being terribly negative?
If he's actively projecting hate at it, the flower essence might not quite be as happy in the environment as it could otherwise. But,
okay.
But no, it's generally, you know, you're talking about plant spirits. They are not used to be treated well by humans. We don't do well with other species, and we especially haven't done well with other species that we can't see. So they're sort of a little bit impervious to what we think about them, but they like it when we like them, and they open up more when it's appropriate, when they're getting appropriate energies and appreciation. Maybe a little bit, but very, very, very small.
All right. So generally speaking, they're on a higher vibrational plane, and when they find that we are trying to at least appreciate or understand and work with them, that just increases their cooperation, you might say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a highly leveraged technology, medicine, and species. You give them 1x worth of love, and you'll get 10 or 20x of love and effective energy back.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Now I'm getting a better understanding on this. All right.
And I suppose in that way they're the same as crystals, because crystals are multipliers as well.
Yeah, that's Jesse's specialty.
I like to keep all mine together.
My crystal experience is very limited, but I'm trying to learn. It's about halfway through the program, folks. If you are just tuning in, we are speaking with Clifton Harrison. He is the creator of the line of botanical alchemy flower essences. It's something that we feature at the herbarium. Jess, you want to tell the folks where we're from and what we do?
Yep, the herbarium is the oldest natural apothecary in Western Massachusetts, located in Chicopee, Mass. We've been around since 1978, I want to say. Yeah, 1978,
wow.
And we are well known for our information and education of the public and debunking a lot of myths when it comes to essential oils, aromatherapy, herbs, alternative medicine, and cooperative medicine. We can be reached at the herbarium, that's theherbarium.com. Our email address is herbarium258@gmail.com. And you can call us during normal business hours at 413-598-8119. We are also on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and right now Blog Talk Radio.
Da, da, da. Very good. Thanks, Funk. Clifton, let me give you a quick rundown of my first experience with this. And as I said at the opening of the program, I've always been the skeptic for this stuff. Even when I first met my wife, I didn't believe most of this stuff, but she was a good guest on my radio show, so I thought, what the heck? Then I found out it worked. Well,
that's great. I mean,
that's how it was. And seriously,
that's literally the story.
Yeah. Well, you weren't around at the time, Jess. You came a few years later.
No, I came 3 years later.
With the flower essences, as I had mentioned to you before, I had not had really great experiences with using the flower essences, and we had several different companies that we had tried over the years. And so when Jessica approached me with your stuff, I looked at it kind of, here we
whatever.
Go again.
Yeah.
I said, all right, just get a few and let's check this out and we'll see what's interesting. And we got the beautiful brochure and I started reading about the differences of what your particular formulas were like. And it's like, okay, I'm interested. You know, you're talking about flower essence, gem essence, prayer. I like the spirituality of it. It's like, okay, we'll try it out. And the day we received your stuff, every pain in the neck customer that has ever walked through our doors came in that day, one after another after another.
I understand.
Yeah, and we had I had the unstress, and then I had the perfect balance, and I had one other.
It was
I
also
made
the last day of a very difficult tax season.
Yeah, that too. I don't even want to think about that. So, long story short, every irritation I could think of, it was there. I mean, the universe was saying, we're going to test you. And they did. And I just kept putting it in my water bottle, and I just kept sipping. I just kept sipping. I just kept sipping. And at the end of the day, and I don't know if you even remember this, I sent an email to you saying, you know, I like your products. I had every PETA in the world, and I didn't kill anybody today. Your stuff works. It was amazing. I was able to keep an even keel. I had no expectation, but at the end of the day, I went, this is really cool. I like this. Let's get some more. So that was
which
my first
which is a huge surprise for the rest of us. Because we were totally expecting him. We were totally expecting you to explode at any moment. We were just watching you, especially the 45-minute person. And we just stood and we waited and we just watched you sip and you just stood there calm as a cucumber. And when she left, that's when you turned to me and said, you know, I've been sipping on this all day and I don't want to kill anybody. This works.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, okay, can I go write that as a testimonial? And to this day, I still use it on customers who are a hard sell.
That was one of the proofs. We had I had a, and you'll appreciate this one, because I'm going to be asking you about some of the formulas you've got, but one of the items that you have is the Aura Cleanser. And it smells great. I mean, in any way you want to look at it, it's a lovely scent. I had a couple come in, and if you saw them, all you could picture was the mainspring in a pocket watch. They were so tight, the way they walked, the way they talked. Their language was clipped. It was very precise.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw your stuff. And the very nice gentleman, older fellow, and so it was already going to be difficult because he, like I said, really, really straight, set in his way, very strict. And I was trying to explain a little bit about the essences, and he was giving me that kind of cocked head look. And he said, what is this? And so I took the Aura spray. I said, close your eyes. And I said, now I'm going to give you a spray of this. And I said, all I want you to do is just breathe it in. Just smell it, okay? So he closed his eyes. I gave him a spritz right down his chakra line. And he stood there with his eyes closed for almost a minute. I was getting nervous at that point. I thought something had happened to him. And he slowly opened his eyes, and a small smile broke on his face, and he looked at his wife and went, honey, you got to try this. It was like this release came through him. It was I wish I had a video of this guy because it was just, it took everything I had not to crack up because he just went from this kind of guy to, honey, you got to check this out. It was hilarious. But so we spritzed the wife, and they both, there was a different spring in their step. Literally, you could see the fluidity in their motion as opposed to that very regimented walk and action. You could see the stress just kind of go away from their joints. It was really, really something impressive to see. Your stuff can be absolutely amazing.
Now, we always give the store a spritz with it. Sometimes people come in and, you know, they're an emotional state or they're looking for something for stress. And because they consider us to be a safe place to just kind of unload, and it does happen that we'll sometimes get someone just starts sobbing, they're going through something, they just lost a family member or something like that. And we keep a bottle of the Lighten Grief formula under the counter. And when those moments happen, I just pour them a little Dixie cup of water, add a few drops, and just have them sip on that. And I have had people within 5 minutes calm down, and they calm down, they stop crying, and they compose themselves, and they got it out. And they always get a spritz of the Aura Cleanse afterward, and they always brighten up. They went from just heart-wrenching misery to, I'm going to be okay. I feel better in the span of 5 minutes, and I love that stuff.
Yeah, one last story for you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go on. Well, no, you go on, and I'll come back. I'll talk about the Light and Grief for a minute but later.
All right, I had one other story I wanted to tell you about, and it was a similar situation, and it was a cocktail that did the same thing.
Yeah.
A fellow came in, and he was there with his girlfriend, wife, I'm not sure who she was, and huge man. I mean, he blocked out the sun. He was just very, very large, very imposing figure, and he came in, and he started to break down. He was PTSD, and he had been a medic in Iraq, and he started to break down on me, and he started to cry, and he just, between guilt and grief, he felt like he had failed his guys because he was supposed to keep them alive. And now, I have a store full of customers at this time. He's standing in front of my counter. We don't have a big store. So there is this man mountain sobbing. And I grabbed the bottles. I just put about 5 drops of both in, gave him a little glass of water, and I just sip this. And he, I leaned into him, and we talked a little bit. And he kept sipping, and the tears stopped. And his breathing changed. And we were able to really talk about, you know, he did his job, and there really was no reason to be guilty. He did his job. He has no control over what the universe has in store. And I could see his partner, who was kind of standing behind, she saw him slowly ratchet himself back up, and tears were coming out of her eyes. She saw the transformation using those two flower combinations. And within just a matter of a couple of minutes, saw this man go from a sobbing hulk to gaining back his strength and getting back to his center and focus. The dissolving guilt, the lightening grief, should be given to every counselor, every psychologist, every psychiatrist, every social worker. The stuff is amazing. It really is, Clifton.
That's a beautiful story.
We experience this constantly. Your stuff really has transformational powers. It really does.
I feel lucky to work with such potent and loving representatives of the plant kingdom that want to help. I feel very lucky.
They really do. They really do. Now, with you have such a variety. Can you explain a little bit about maybe some of the history or how you've come up with some of these particular formulations? You've got the Bright Morning, the Calm Child we use. We have a bottle at the store all the time.
I've used it on my pets.
Yeah.
Pets are great with flower essences. Yeah.
My dog loves it. I just put a few drops into the communal water dish, and the dog and the cat, when we first introduced them, we were, you know, a little nervous that they'd, you know, fight like cats and dogs do because they'd never been around others of that species. Within a month, they were sitting on the bed next to each other and not trying to attack. They don't snuggle, but they're still friends.
Yep. Well, most of the blends have come out of my practice of treating people with flower essences, and I found that there were about that many, about 25 or so blends that I would tend to go back to for people for circumstances that were common or emotional patterns that were frequently occurring. And then when I looked at turning it into a line, I looked at what sort of conditions had not been walking into my practice. So I hadn't developed formulas for them, and then I developed formulas for those sort of extras, and that's how we ended up with, I think there's 32 now. Not all of them are on the rack that's in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 28 on the rack in the store, 29. So basically just treating people.
All right. Now, and I don't have a breakdown of the particular flowers. Are there certain flowers that you use on a regular basis that have certain characteristics that are common to many of your formulations? Are they all individual blends that you've come up with? Or are you able to carry these over, that there should be some real base ones that... you know, you have 3 or 4 flowers that you use in almost all of your particular formulas.
They're all individual, but for example, some of them share the quality of having moving energy out and in a big way, and so you want to have energy to bring in. So, for example, there's the Bliss Package, which is in 2 of the formulas, that is Sorbonne Lily, Alpine Lily, and Orange Blossom. So as the energy that doesn't work moves out, what you're doing is you're bringing happiness into the space. And there's another one, the cleansing fire, which moves energy out fast. But instead of moving bliss and happiness in, what we're bringing in is the fresh start package, which is sage and sagebrush and something else. I can't remember what that is at the moment. And that brings in a fresh start energy, fresh approach, fresh positivity, fresh ideas, things like that. So there are some concepts like that that reoccur. There are things like a blue flag, which is a lily, and not a lily, a wild iris that grows where it's swampy. So that's a very good flower for watery conditions, sad conditions, things like that. Sunflower is very good for people expressing themselves, standing up for themselves, blooming and blossoming in their own lives. So there's quite a few formulas with sunflower. And yarrow, all the yarrows are very good in lots of ways, and they bring different gifts. So sometimes it'll be in one formula with one aspect of its gift and another formula with another aspect of its gift, or the same aspect being used in a different part of the formula's overall goals.
Okay. Very good. Now, you mentioned the cleansing fire formula. Most of the formulas that I've used here, we'll talk about dosage in a minute. That was the one that I had the most questions on. Cleansing fire, there almost seemed to be not a warning, but
yeah, it's got a bit of a warning. Yeah, because
explain
got,
that, please.
Well, it's a highly catalytic formula. That is, it changes you and moves energy, even if you don't want that energy moved. In some ways, you might be in a comfort zone, like a rut, and to move out of it is good for you, but it's not comfortable. So you take that, or the hidden issues, which is another aggressive catalytic formula.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible that both of them can bring up emotions for change at a faster rate than you can process them. We can process thoughts fairly fast, but we can't process emotions. Snap, snap, snap.
Right.
So yeah. Some time in which to process things is sometimes helpful. So if you take the too much cleansing fire or too much hidden issues too fast, you can bring up stuff and feel a bit overwhelmed.
I see.
So if that happens, you just back off your dosage. You allow the natural digest, process, and release process to take place. But the warning is more just so people can do it at a pace that works for them.
Okay. Just more or less just be, FYI, be aware. This could be a little bit more than you like. Okay.
I give people a little bit of a heads up on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've used it. I've used it with wonderful success, but I do agree. It does bring up emotions that you may not be ready to process, but you can still adjust the dosage to help you transform through it. And that's why if I'm going to be using the cleansing fire or the hidden issues, if I've got something that keeps popping up in my head that I just can't seem to get out of, then I'll bring out the hidden issues and I'll follow up with that with the emotional transformation just to help smooth the transition.
That's a beautiful combination. And yes, as you get more used to catalytic formulas, in the same way as you get more used to growth as a path in life, you find that you can digest more faster and you can release more faster. And so it becomes less appropriate to give people warnings, but especially when you're starting, it can be a bit of a shunt. You know, your train gets hit a bit more than you expect. It's like, oh, I've moved a little more than I thought, and then it takes off in a day or two to come back to your balance.
Okay, very good. Now, in using the flower essences, you have a particular mantra with these. And for people who have never used essences or are too accustomed to using herbal preparations or over-the-counter medications, basically, it always seems like you have to keep using more and more because the effect is not there. The use of the flower essences is completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really that you have to keep taking them until the bottle is empty, nor is it a case of they stop having so much effect. Some of them are for short-term goals. For example, the unstress is going to have a big impact on you within 5 minutes. You take five sips in 5 minutes and you're often very different, or the light and grief, you're often very different. But you're not going to be different in 3 weeks' time because you took those formulas today. Whereas other ones like Bright Mornings, Immune Energy, Emotional Transformation, as you take them, you're creating a much slower, deeper set of changes. So you are going to be different in the future. And essentially, a good mantra for it is appreciating what the plant essences are doing and treating them as much as possible like they're alive, that it's not just a formula in a bottle, that it's plant spirits, plant divas.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. The aura cleanser, though, with the flower essence, there's no taste or smell or anything, but the aura cleanser is. What makes that different?
Well, it's a sort of a different structure of formula because it's got a lot more things in it, because it does different things and different people need different things, even in different parts of their aura. But also it's got seven oils in it, or six oils in it. And so the oils create the aroma. So that's why you've got the oils creating the aroma, then you've got the flower essences and the gem elixirs working in with it.
Okay. And the essential oils are not they're obviously working in cooperation with the elixir, with the flower essence.
Yeah, they all get on very well, yeah.
I would think the essential oils would be too overpowering when you're talking about such subtle energies. Essential oils are
also a combination of subtle energies and physical. You know, so they're sort of like cousins.
Okay.
Not quite brother and sister, but sort of like cousins that like each other. So when they get together, it's like Christmas or a big family holiday. So you can think of the aura cleanser as a holiday in a bottle.
Very good. I like that. All right. Folks, we are talking with Clifton Harrison. He is the creator of the Botanical Alchemy line of flower essences. God knows I'm learning more about this stuff than I even realized. But every time I turn around, something new kind of jumps out at me with some of your essences. Do you offer classes? Are there workshops, classes? How does one get more information on either?
Until now, I've been offering classes at places that sell the formulas, but I was thinking about doing some more online type classes and over the phone in group classes, just sort of working the structure of that now.
So, yeah. I would love to be a part of that if it comes to
that. Yeah.
What would you be teaching? I mean, I'm talking some really basic questions here, Clifton. I mean, I'm looking at the formulation. How would you go about teaching this? Or how have you taught it?
How I generally teach it is an introductory class that takes about 90 minutes. And in that class, we run through what are flower essences and how do they work and how does dosage work and why is dosage important. And then we talk about the flowers in groups. So we might talk about the protection flowers and how there are three there and how they're different, how they're similar and how they're different. Then we might talk about energy formulas, single emotion blends, the catalytic blends that we talked about. There are tonic blends, there are balancing blends. And so when you group a couple together and you start talking seriously about what they're trying to do, especially next to each other, you get a complementary overlap and a contrasting differences that gives you clear signatures for which of the flowers and when to reach for them.
Yeah. Very cool.
And then in other classes, I teach how to talk to the formulas and develop a relationship with them in the same way as I have a relationship with them. And also the cocktail sets. When I prescribe in my practice, I generally prescribe two or three flowers at the same time and people put them in water together. We call that cocktailing. And it's a stronger, faster way to move forward. I'm a fire sign. I believe in moving things forward fast. Whether it's change or motor cars or dinner.
Very good. Very good. All right. Jess, what is our time, please?
We are currently at just under 5 minutes, so 4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes, okay. Clifton, with just the last couple of minutes that we have, is there anything that we haven't touched on that you really feel you need to kind of explain to us or clarify, bring up, anything of that nature?
Well, I think what we're talking about here really is, you know, as humans, or if we're treating our pets, our animal family, all of us have things that we're working on or things that are difficult. And all of us could use some help, whether it's being a part of that sort of perfect village of family and friends that help us, or whether it's getting medicines that help us. And the thing I like about flowers is that they have such a strong ability to help in so many different ways and so many different places, and with such goodwill. It's this generosity and love that makes me like them so much. And that's what I like when other people receive from the flowers, that they don't just receive the gift, that they feel like they've been given to. They feel the generosity that's there in the energy, and they feel the love that the plants have for us. This is the biggest blessing, I think. It's the part that I like the most.
Wow. I love your philosophy. And
yeah, I'm looking at my rack of bottles in a whole different light.
Well, no, you know, feel free to pick one up and hold it and say to it, what would you like to show me or what would you like to help me with? And then hold it, you know, next to your heart or your third eye or in your hand, or just walk around with it for a few days close. Take it, talk to it, start chatting. I'll bet it will.
Oh, I know they will. I know they will. They're veritable chatterboxes. I just hadn't tuned into the frequency. But, I've got half the line here on my work table countertop, and I use them in my water and my tea. I've even been known to add a few drops to some of my soap blends. The cleansing fire has been especially helpful with my cut and clear soap. And I've just been getting the energetics even on a topical level.
That is great. I find that they go very well in wine, in any sort of cocktail. They add another whole energy in there. They've got a brandy base, so they don't mind alcohol. They go very well. You drink a glass of wine with some tranquility in it, and it's very different to a glass of wine without the tranquility.
Hmm. Well, you just asked me one last question. Can this be you? Can you use these flower essences topically also? I'm sorry.
I couldn't give you an equivocal answer on that. It's a good question. Essentially what you're doing when you take it orally, it works through your aura in a wave in the same way as a homeopathic does. When you do it topically, it has a different sort of energy. And my feeling is it isn't quite as strong.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the only way that somebody can take it, then you would find some pressure points or some acupuncture points or some chakras, and you could put it on those points. And yes, it would work in a slightly different mechanism, but yes.
Very good.
We've got about a little less than 20 seconds left.
All right. Well, Clifton, this has been an absolute pleasure talking with you, and I hope we are able to get more word out about botanical alchemy for you, because really the stuff is transformational. I want to thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Folks, we'll see you back in 2 weeks with another program. Haven't quite figured out what it'll be, but we'll get to it. So, Herbal Answer Man, Herbarium, herbarium.com. You'll find us at the Herbarium. I think we're out of time, and I'm going to say good night.
Yep, we're out of time, Pop.
I modified my wristwatch so that it always reads game time. Every memo I write at the office is written on poster board, and you can read it from 100 yards away. My heckling once made an umpire reverse a call. Granted, he may have come to the conclusion on his own, but I'd like to believe it was me. Why? Because I live to see my team live.
Sports fans, there's no better place to get tickets for sports, concerts, theater, and more than at VividSeats.com and the Vivid Seats app.
Last night I was up late. I got the chills. I had goosebumps. I was sweating. I felt like I was having an out-of-body experience. And that's all before the headliner took the stage. Best show ever.
Nothing beats seeing your favorite band live. And there's no better place to get tickets for concerts, sports, theater, and more than at VividSeats.com and the Vivid Seats app.